Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Samach Vav. We're up to Sif Ches. Ma'arvin b'pas oirez v'adashim, aval loy b'pas doichan. An erev can be made with rice or lentil bread, but it cannot be made, this bread, for an erev cannot be made from millet. What's the issue? Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Mem Zayin, Shederach ha'olam lafoso la'achlo. The issue is that the derech of people is to eat bread made from rice and lentils, masha'in kein v'dochan, but not from millet. Ma'ein la'el, sim reish ches, sif katan chafhei, the Mishnah Brura. Check out reish ches, sif katan chafhei, the Mishnah Brura. Mahu orez v'dochan, what exactly is orez v'dochan? It's actually a machlokas haposkin back there, what exactly orez is and what dochan is. And there the hachra, the bottom line psak was that pashtus orez is what we call rice, and you make it by your name of zoinis. So therefore, you'd be able to do a erev from rice bread, and you don't have to be choishesh for the shitas that orez isn't rice. We now continue on sif tes. Im echad v'bnei hachotzer rotze litain pas b'shvil kulam. If one person wants to give bread on behalf of the others, shapir dami, that is totally fine, provided b'vad she'izakenu lahem al yidei acher. He has to convey ownership to them via a third party. This is a key principle in being mezakeh for others. Ownership, that a person can't, you have to do, and we discussed this a little bit, but now we'll be much more clear about it. You have to, in order to be mezakeh and convey ownership to others, so let's say you want to donate this whole bread and give everyone a share in that bread. So you can't just go ahead and pick it up and do some type of das that you're picking it up now for others as well, because you own it. And you can't just take it from one hand and put it to the other hand. It's not going to do anything. So you have to actually go ahead and do a Maisa Kinyan by giving it to someone else. If you own the bread and you want to go ahead and give it as an Erev, having all the others in the community having a Chelek in it, you have to get another person. So Reuven would have to get Shimon, and what would he have to do? So let's continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Sarach lagbio ukeshezocha bo, sarach lagbio minakarka tefach, and the one who is being zocha in it, for the others, he has to lift it at least a tefach from the karka, and he's sarach lezakos, and he has to convey ownership in that eruv lechol bnei hachotzer, to all those that live in the chotzer, o hamavui, or in the mavui, depending on whether you're doing eruv chotzeros or you're doing the shitufei mavos. And not only are you mezakeh the others that live there now, also you're mezakeh lechol mi sheyitoysef miyom zeh ve'elach. You also have to go ahead and also be mezakeh new residents who will come as well. Okay, and that's how you go ahead and you can donate the bread yourself, okay, take care of it, and that would suffice as long as you do a kinyan with someone else. And when you give it to the other person, so that person picks it up in mind to be kaina it for everyone else. So now this is everyone's Erev, and then it's placed in the home that it's going to be placed. So let's look at the Mishnah Brurah on this. Bishvil kulam. So a person can go ahead and he can donate the bread for the Erev for everyone, afilu shalob b'fneim, even not in front of them. That's what's called zachin la'adam shalob b'fanav. So it doesn't have to be in front of them. You're doing a zachus for them, so it doesn't have to be in front of them. Uvavad she'izaken lahem al yidei acher. So the Shulchan Aruch had explained that the only way this works is if he's conveying ownership to them via a third party. Al yidei asmo eina yochol lezakos lahem, because he can't go ahead and be mezakeh them just by himself. Let's say he has his own loaf. Because as long as it's in his hand, it hasn't left his rishus. And so where is he going to, you know, What's he going to do? Again, like I said, he's going to take it from one hand, put it to the other hand. That doesn't do anything. So you need to do Ali Acher, Sif Katan Nun, Ali Acher. You say to this other person, Ruben says to Shimon, Kabel Pas Zer, take this pas, Uzechaba and the Zoche in it, Uchol Bnei Hachotzer, right? Be kone it for all those in the Chotzer, Uhu Yachshov Behag Baso, Bishvil Kulam. When Shimon is taking this Erev from Ruvain, he has to think in the Hakbah that he's doing when he lifts it at Tefach, that he's doing it b'shvil kulam, he's doing it for everybody. And this again works even if they did not set him up as a shliach, because this is the principle called Zachen la'adam shelo b'fanav v'havi k'shlucham. The principle is when something is a zachus for someone, something is good for someone, they do not have to set up a shliach to be kohenet for them. Rather, the person himself can just do this. Anyone can do a ma'isa kinyan for someone else if it's good for them. They become an automatic shliach, even if they weren't set up as a shliach. And that's what this Shimon is. When Reuven gives the eruv to Shimon, so Shimon now is an automatically appointed shliach by virtue of the principle of zachen l'adam shelo b'fanav, and he now conveys ownership by virtue to all of them, by virtue of being kind of that Erev for all of them in this Maisa Kinyan. Sif Katan Nanav, so the Hagbah requires at least the picking up of a Tefach of the Erev. Afil Ledasa Omrim B'Choshen Mishpat, he says, and even according to the opinion in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Kuvtzavi Ches Sif Dalid, in the Hagbah and Ramah, the Hagbah Eina Koneh B'Pachas Mishlosha, Achen, even according to the opinion in Choshen Mishpat there, brought down in the Ramah that Hagbah, what the requirement is three tefachim, not a tefach. You have to lift it up at least three tefachim. This is the machlokas rishonim. Hacha be'eruv shehumi derabanan. Here, since eruv is derabanan, hekilu they were mekel the sagi b'hagbah, and it's enough to do the Hagbah of a tefach. Kasav hataz taz reich du adin imenicho la eruv al yado atluya ba'avir tzarich sheyagbia yado tefach. He says the same thing. If they put the Erev, okay, on his hand, okay, that is hanging up in the air, he has to lift it a tefach. Vayein the beralacha, and check out the beralacha, he says. Now, this halacha that the Mishnah Berura here quotes, the Taz, that even if the owner of the bread placed it in his hand that was already in the air, it is necessary for that person to lift his hand an additional tefach once the bread is in his hand, not so pashut b'chlal. Because the Abnei Nezer and Eben Ezer, Simen Kuf Samech, Osches, this is all based on Rishonim, understandings of the sugi is there. He disagrees and he quotes the Ritva, who maintains that what is necessary is not that the bread has to be lifted a tefach, but the bread has to be off the ground a tefach, rather than the person actually lift his hand. This is a big shaila, machlokes ksuvos as well. And the sugya is there in the third perek. Not only that, so that's one machlokes. Not only that, the Be'er Halacha in Dibur HaMasel Tzarech, he writes in B'Shem the Nesivos HaMishpat that if the bread is completely contained in his hand, so that none of it extends beyond the edge of his hand, it is a valid kinyan, even if it is not lifted at all, since there's a kinyan called Yad, in addition to the kinyan of Hagbah, lifting. And if something is totally contained within the hand, so even if you would hold that for Hagbah, what's required is lifting, or an act of lifting, and they have to be lifted at Tefach, even though it's in the air, if it's totally contained within the hand, then forget about Hagbah. You have what's called the kinyan Yad, and that could work as well for the Zachin La'adam Shalai B'fanav, in order to convey ownership. So what comes up is that the individual who is accepting the Erev in this Maisa Kinyan from the one who is donating it has to have in mind for all the others in the Chater of Mavoi, has to do a Hagbah, which is, although we call it Torah Kula, when we're dealing with Deraises, we require three tefachim of a hagbah, because it's a machlokes, whether you require three or one. For Erev Chatzeros, one tefach is enough. And then the machlokes whether if it's put in the hand and it's not totally contained within the hand, whether or not that's automatically considered a hagbah because it's over one tefach off the ground, or even if it's in the air, it has to be lifted another tefach. And then we saw that the Be'er Halacha brings up that yad is its own kinyan, and even if you would need for hagbah a liftoff, an act of lifting for yad, if it's in your hand, it's a separate kinyan of yad, of it being totally contained within one's hand. We continue on now in the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Nun Beis, Ulechol Mishi Yisvasef Miyoyim Zeveilach. When the person is conveying ownership to others with this Maisa Kinyan for the Erev, so he has to not only have in mind that he's acquiring it on behalf of the residents of the Chatzer or Mavoi, but also all new residents who will come. So Mishnah Brura here in Nun Beis says, Im lo kein, because if not so, Lefamim, Sheyitosu Aleim Diorim, Yasu Aleim. If this is not done when new residents arrive, they're going to ask their others from using the Erev, Ad Sheyosifu Ad Leim, until more food is added. Aval Kishim Mechavein Aleim Mitchila Leslamba. But if he has kavana from the start, no additional food needs to be added when new neighbors move in. To Hashir Shtei Sudos Mahani Afilu Le'elef, because the shear, which we'll see coming up, the shear of at least two sudos, which is the minimal shear for Erev, works even for 1,000 people, like we'll see coming up, L'kaman in Simon Shin Samech Ches. Continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Omrim, Sh'af Api Shalo Yizake Beferush Limitaisvim Aleihem Leiv Beidin Masna Aleihem. There are some Paiskim that maintain that even if the one who's being Mezakeh for everyone did not have new residents in mind explicitly, it's halachically going to include them because it's a what's known as a Tanai Bezdin, Bezdin Masna Aleihem. Bezdin stipulates that they're included. We'll see what this means in a second. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katan Nun Gimel, V'yesh Omim Sha'af Alpi, Halashon Makutsar. He says the Lashon here is, of the Shulchan Aruch, is brief and needs to be spelled out more. The Me'ikar Adin Bavada Enokin. Because Me'ikar Adin, for sure, this is not, Me'ikar Adin to go ahead and not include the other residents who will come. Ela Divizmanenu, Yesh L'smoch Al Zeh, Me'achar Adon Nogin Laniach Erev Al Kol Hashanah. He says, nowadays, you could, even though Me'ikar Adin, you should not, even these other poskim say, don't say that, these other poskim will not say that lechatchila, you don't have to include the new residents explicitly, but he says, nowadays, you could be somech on this, since the minhag is to have the Erev and leave it for the whole year, which we'll see coming up. The stama anu mechabnin, the pashtus is that there's already implied kavana in this zuchus and this zachin la'adam, in this conveying ownership to all the members of the chatzer, that when that is done, since it's for the whole year, so therefore for sure, even zman hazeh, that's for sure an implied giving of ownership to all those who shemitosev emeshach hashana, all those that come and join up during the year and move into town during the year. And this is the lashon in the Beis Yosef. V'chein kavana samachaber v'kan. And this is what the mechaber means here as well. That even though really meikar adin, you would need explicit mindset to be mezakeh all those that will move in. Nowadays, since we do the Erev, and the assumption is it's going to last for the year, so the mindset is anyone that comes in that year is included in the Erev. Now, before we just continue on the Shulchan Aruch, so what does it mean then Bezdin Meis Na Aleihem. So obviously, it doesn't mean that it's an actual Tanai Bezdin, that automatically all people are now included in the Erev. It means that that's Lei Bezdin Meis Na Aleihem, means it's an assumed assumption that the people that come are included. Now, again, the reason why it's so important to have every single person that is now in the Chatzar and comes into the community included in the Erev is because if there is any resident that is not part of the Erev, so that's the basic klal, that they will aser, those who are not part of the Erev, aser the others from being able to carry. Because if the others that moved in are not koveya their mako of dira in the bayis where the pass is, then you can't go ahead and carry from the bayis to the chatzer, bayis to bayis. So this is what we're talking about here. And now Shulchan Aruch continues, v'im nitaisu diorin. So what happens if you utilize this Erev, where one person is mezake everyone and all the future people that move in, and in actuality, new people move into town during that year. But it was la'achash nismayit ha'erev nashir. It was only after the quantity of bread of the Erev was diminished. So if it's not the exact amount of bread that was there, or matzah, that's what we use today, if some of that matzah was eaten, and it's not fully around the whole matzah that was there originally, then tzarech lahosif machmasan, then additional bread has to be added to the Erev for the new people. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Nun Dalet, Tzarech Lahosif Machmasan. The Shema Lo Amru Chazal, the Sheyuro Bechol Shehu, Kimavuar Besimun Shin Samaches, Ela Baosin Shehaya Betchilas Hanochas Erev, Vizachu Az. Because perhaps when Chazal stated that any remnant, you mean of Kol Shehu, is sufficient, they intended those specifically who were included when the Erev was first made. Aval Elu Shalohayu, B'tchilas hanachaso, but those that were not there when the Erev was originally made, they weren't zocha back then. Rakhem zochen b'shashi tosu. They only become included in it when they join up into the community. The cave into b'shazu, and since at this point when they joined up, kvar nifchas mishiyuro, what happened was part of the Erev was eaten, and now it doesn't have the minimum shear anymore. Imkein yev shalem lezakos. If the minimum shear of the Erev is not there, they can't be added to it because the minimum shear of the Erev isn't there. And for this reason, based on this, it won't work for people that come into the community, even if when the Erev was made, there was an explicit expression that I'm adding all those that come into the community. Because when they came into the community, I said they don't have the amount necessary, the minimal amount necessary of Erev for them to be included. Ah, you'll ask, why doesn't it go bye-bye so that for everybody if it's less than the shear? So that's what we're going to see, and we already discussed this once, that once you have the shear for the Erev, for the people that are there, at the time when the Shabbos arrives, so then that Erev is good for that Shabbos and for all future Shabbos. But anyone who's new, Ein Shum Eitzah, continuing on the Mishnah Berurah, Rak Shetzarach Hashmor, the only Eitzah for new people to come into the community, if they don't themselves add to the Erev, is that to be Shomer, to be careful to watch, Tamid, Bo Tamid, Shir Shtei Sudos, that the minimal amount of two Sudos, of two meals worth, is still there, put aside. Okay, that's what people do. They put aside the matzahs for the year. The amount of two sudos, in this way, anyone who comes in can join in. And as we saw, nowadays it works even if not done explicitly, although obviously ideally what should be done is the point one is being zocha should have in mind to be zocha for all those in the community, those in the city, all those that are part of the Erev Chatzeres or the Shituf Mavos, Akan.